The Lake George Park Commission draft aquatic invasive species prevention plan calls for mandatory inspection of all motorized boats before they can enter Lake George. Commission Executive Director Dave Wick says Lake George has 5 invasive species. In the last 2 years, the commission has spent more than $1.5 million to manage just the Asian clam infestation. Wick says the idea behind the plan is that prevention is less expensive than management.
Not all invasive species are things that you can see hanging off your trailer. And without a thorough inspection, we really can't tell what's coming on that boat. So we're trying to set a standard of clean, drained, and dry to make sure that there's no visible or invisible invasive species coming to Lake George.
Adirondack Mountain Club Executive Director Neil Woodworth calls Lake George the center of the battle in New York against aquatic invasive species.
I'm very worried, and the Adirondack Mountain Club is very worried, about the rest of the lakes in the park. Clearly, Lake George is on the cutting edge of the battle, and if we can succeed and get a good, strong prevention plan in place in Lake George, that gives me hope that we can do so for critical lakes in the Adirondack Park for tourism.
Adirondack Park Local Government Review Board Executive Director Fred Monroe was at the hearing representing the Warren County Board of Supervisors Legislative Committee. Monroe supports the Park Commission plan because he says towns and municipalities cannot individually control invasives. He adds that beyond water quality, the economy of the region is at risk.
We took a look at the assessed value around the lake of all the towns, not just the properties and the lake, it's $10 billion. I mean, it's just huge. And if the water bodies like Lake George and the smaller water bodies are contaminated, we stand to lose all that. I think it is the single biggest environmental and economic problem we have in the Adirondacks.
Monroe says the state should step up and provide money from the Environmental Protection Fund to help communities control and prevent invasive species.
It's just way beyond the ability of local government to deal with it. We have this huge Environmental Protection Fund, and up until now, we've spent a high percentage of it on land acquisition, and I think this is a much more pressing problem than the land acquisitions.
The Warren County Conservation Council believes the commission's invasive prevention proposal is too restrictive. Jack Curry, chair of the 2,500-member group, says, for example, the time frame for decontamination will delay or even prevent boaters' access. Curry presented a plan to the Warren County Board of Supervisors in December that he believes is a better template for the Park Commission.
We believe that the education, testing, the self-inspection and self-certification, and the completing of the certificate, coupled with a good, strong enforcement program, would be much more effective, much more efficient, and a whole lot less costly than setting up these wash stations around Lake George.
A second hearing on the plan is scheduled June 12th at 6 p.m. in Ticonderoga. Commissioners are expected to vote during their July meeting on a final plan to forward to the state for approval. Implementation would not begin until at least 2014. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.